请弟兄姊妹来读几处圣经。
Let's just read a few verses from the Bible.
我们翻到，头一处翻到马可福音十四章。
Let's first turn to the book of Mark, chapter 14.
第三节到第九节。
Mark chapter 14, verses 3-9.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着 一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破一瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, a very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？”
But some were indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted?"
这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
This perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor. And they were scolding her.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”
But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me."
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you wish, you can do good to them. But you do not always have me.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
我是在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
再翻到哥林多前书十一章。
Let's now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章23-26。
1 Corinthians 11, verses 23-26.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢的就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
往前面翻到第六章。
Let's turn back now to chapter 6.
第六章，我想19节，我们就读后面那一句话哈，19节、20节，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Verse 20.
Last part of 19.
Or do you not know that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body? 1 Corinthians 16, verses 19b and 20.
翻到罗马书十二章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
Romans 12:1.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
请低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
所以我们感谢您，又是一个。新的主日开始，我们愿意把感谢赞美，献在你面前。
Lord, once again we thank you for another Sunday that we can gather together and offer up our praise, worship, and thanksgiving to you.
每当我们一同聚在你跟前的时候，我们实在有一颗心愿更多来寻求你。
Every time we gather before your throne, we have this heart to once again seek you more.
愿意更多来借着你的话来认识你，明白你的旨意。
That by your word, we want to know you more and understand your will.
好，叫我们因着你话，知道如何行在你的话语的光中。
And that by reading your word, we would understand how to live in your word.
叫你的话真是引导我们每天的生活。
May your word lead us every day of our lives.
叫我们一天的，虽然连日没有突然在你面前都能蒙受你的纪念。
That we would not live commonly before you, but that we would receive from you.
那我们常常存一个敬畏的心生活在地上。
That we would have a reverent heart before you, Your Honor.
因此早晨，凡在到你面前的，你都来施恩来帮助我们。
For all of those who are gathered before you, we ask that you would pour out your grace to help us.
那我们面对你所给我们连日，我们能够。 凭着信心,
that as we face the years you've given to us, that we would by faith continue to follow after you.
我们愿意一同等候在你面前，你施恩听我们祷告。
We wait before you, and we ask that you would pour out your grace, and we pray.
靠主耶稣基督名求, Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
刚刚那个光华弟兄提到说，今天是中国的新年，我没有忽然没有想到，今天这个是一个中国年的一个开始哈。
Our brother just shared that today is Chinese New Year, and I totally didn't consider that this is.
我就想到我今年元月第一个植入我所交通的一些话。
And I remember what I shared on New Year's. Day.
我刚坐在那边想，我今年第一次到底那个题目是什么啊？
I was just sitting there thinking, what did I share that first Sunday?
后来稍微想一想，被我想起来了。And
I thought a little bit, and I suddenly remembered.
所以我不知道弟兄姊妹还记得一月份的那个第一个职务所交通题目是什么吗？
Does the rest of us remember what I shared back in January?
感谢主，弟兄的记忆比我还好。Thank
the Lord that the brethren's memory is better than mine.
对，趁着还有今日。
It was while there's still today.
哇，的确，神给我们日子，我们是在真趁着他给我们的日子，我们天天彼此相劝。
So with the days the Lord has given us, as long as there's today, we should continue to build each other up.
我们曾经借着以色列百姓在旷野的失败，做我们一个见解。
That the failure of the Israelites in the wilderness was a testimony to us.
因着他们没有信心，所以就把神离弃了。
Because they had no faith, they have abandoned the Lord.
结果没有叫神拯救他们的目的呢，达到成全在他们身上。
That the purpose that the Lord had saved them was not fulfilled among them.
神拯救他们的目的呢，是要把他们不仅把他们从埃及带领出来，更重要是要把他们带到那个迦南美地区。
That the purpose for the Lord to save them out of Egypt wasn't just to bring them out of Egypt, but to bring them into Canaan. So I ask, why did the Lord save us today?
神不仅把我们从罪恶撒旦权势底下拯救出来，乃是要把我们带到基督丰富的国度里面。
The Lord has not only saved us out of Satan's wrath, out of sin and darkness, but to bring us into the kingdom of His Son.
所以我们要把起初原有信心坚持到底，我们就与基督有份了。
So we have to hold fast to the faith that we had in the beginning, then we would have a portion with the Lord.
那我想今天呢，虽然不是一个，我想时间过得很快，今年又过了一个多月了。
I feel like time is passing very quickly for this year. A whole month has already passed by.
我想我们连日实在是很快速的，这样就过去了。
And I feel that our years quickly pass by just like this.
去年12月，柯江来到我们这边交通，讲到蒙神所纪念的人或是人生。
In December, Brother Ko shared among us those that
神所纪念的人。
For those the people that the Lord remembers.
我们看那些神所纪念的人，他们身上的确有一些特点，或说他们做一些事情，实在是得到神的喜悦。
For these people that the Lord remembers, they have some they've either done something special or there is something about them.
所以神纪念他们。
That is why the Lord remembers.
我想能够蒙神纪念的人，实在是一个有福的人。
And truly, those people that are remembered by the Lord are blessed.
我们看今天地上世界的也是在那边纪念一些人，纪念一些事情。
We know that today among the world, we remember certain people or certain events.
有一些人被称为是伟人，因为他们做一些事，对社会、对国家，甚至世界有一个极大影响。
Some people are remembered as great people because they have done something great for their nation or the world.
或是说有一些事情的发生呢，对世界或是对一个国家产生一个非常大一个影响力。
Or they have influenced their nation or their people very greatly.
就像911，人到今天还美国还在纪念这件事情。
Or like September 11th, where America still remembers.
因为这件事情发生，对美国国家安全这个影响一个非常大。
Because this event influenced greatly our national security.
好像影响也到每一个人身上。
And it seems to have influence to every single person.
像我们今天坐飞机都需要脱鞋子检查，就是因为911的事情。
Like today, when we go on an airplane, we have to take off our shoes because of September 11th.
但是我们看见今天地上不仅是在有时候在记一些纪念一些人或一些事的时候，我们看见那慢慢就成为一种形式，没有真正那个意义在。But
as we continue to remember these people and events, it becomes a ritual with no meaning behind it.
但是我们看见圣经里面也是讲到有一些纪念的事情。
And the Bible it also mentions certain things that we should remember.
一些属灵的纪念,
some people that we have to remember.
我们知道圣经里面讲到那些许多的纪念都不在乎人是不是有名望，人是不是有名望，还有声望。
Okay, all right. So the people that the Bible tells us to remember may or may not have been very famous.
或是说他们所做的事情是大还是小。
And whether or not the things that they did were great or small.
是那些事情，我说他们所做的事情，是不是能够摸到神的心意？
But whether the things that they have done were able to touch the Lord's
heart. 或者借着他们所做的事情，把神的心意在那里能发表出来。
Or the things they have done were able to manifest the Lord's heart there.
这样的人，或是这样的事呢，神都要纪念。
These kind of people or these kind of events, the Lord will remember.
所以早晨我们来看圣经里面讲到主要我们所纪念的事情。So
this morning we'd like to share about some things that the Lord wants us to remember.
我们刚刚读到有两个地方主耶稣讲到我们要纪念。We
have read two places where the Lord asked us to remember.
头一处乃是在逾越节的宴席上所发生的事情。
Passover, yeah. So the first event was during the night of the Passover.
保罗在更多前书在那里，他在启示的里面呢，他把主耶稣那一天所说的话告诉了我们。In
First Corinthians, Paul tells us what the Lord Jesus said that night.
他说：“当日我所传给你们的，原是从主领受的。”And
he says, "What I share with you, I have also received from the Lord."
就是主耶稣被卖那夜，拿起饼来祝谢，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”Which
is when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的约，你们每逢吃的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”In
the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance."
这一件事情，主说我们要纪念他。This
thing the Lord asked us to do.
为什么要纪念他？因为这是主为人所做的一件事情。Why
do we have to remember this? Because this is something the Lord has done for man.
而第二个，我们刚读到在伯大尼的一个宴席上所发生的事情。And
the second event was in a supper in Bethany.
那一天。 一个女人在约翰福音告诉我们说，那个女人就是玛利亚。There,
a woman in Matthew, it says that that woman was Mary.
在约翰福音。Oh,
John, it says that woman was Mary.
她把一瓶极贵的真拿达香膏浇在主耶稣的头上。There,
she broke a precious vial of nard over the Lord.
主说她做的是一件美事。The
Lord said that she had done a good thing.
他说在普天下传这福音的时候，要述说这女人所做的作为纪念。
Wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in the
world.
Why should this event be remembered? Because here, someone did something for the Lord, and so we have to remember. The first remembrance is something that the Lord has done for us. The second remembrance is something that someone did for the Lord. When we read the gospel,
福音书记载，主耶稣在那里为人行了许多事情。
They record that the Lord Jesus has done many things for people.
他在医病赶鬼，在那里帮助许多有需要的人。
He healed the sick, cast out demons, and did many things to help the people.
他在那里解决人许多的难处。And
he has solved many of people's problems.
他在那里为人做许多的事情。He
has done many great things.
但是主没有说要纪念他。
The Lord never said to remember these. Remember him.
在福音书里面，我们看见有许多人在那跟随主耶稣。
In the Gospels, we see many people following after the Lord.
他们为主做许多事情。
And they've done many things for the Lord.
有人在那里接待耶稣，为耶稣摆设宴席。
Many people have received the Lord and prepared feasts.
也许多妇女跟随耶稣在服侍他，供用财物供应主耶稣的需要。
And many women followed after him to provide for his needs.
我相信他们所做的呢都不突然，主必纪念他们。
So these things aren't common that the Lord would remember them.
但是人为主耶稣做了那么多，但是主耶稣没有说要纪念。
They have done so many things for the Lord, but the Lord never asked us to remember them.
当主耶稣在地上快要结束他地上生活的时候，他只提到两件事情要人来纪念。
Until the end of his days on earth, the Lord only asked us to remember two things.
第一件事情就是在和门徒在逾越节晚上那里所说的话，他说要纪念他。The
first was at the last Passover with the disciples, where he said these words to his disciples that they should remember.
第二件事情呢，是那个女人玛利亚为主耶稣所做的事情，主耶稣说要纪念，要诉说这件事情作为纪念。And
the second is dealing with the woman Mary, where he said that what she has done should be spoken of.
当我们去思想这两个纪念的时候，我们会发觉。
When we speak of these two remembrances, we would find
这两件纪念是连在一起的,
that these two are connected.
因着主为人做了一件事情,
because the Lord has done something
主说我们要纪念他,
for the people, because the Lord has first done something
for
then someone will do something for the Lord.
所以我们发觉这两件事情是连在一起的，是非常有密切关系的。
We see that these two events are related.
因着有前面那一个纪念，才有后面那个纪念。
Because of the first remembrance, then we will have the second.
当我早上来之前还在默想的时候呢,
this morning before I came, I was still considering it.
我就想到我们诗本里面有一首诗歌，在687首。
I was thinking that in our hymn book, there's this hymn, 687.
我想在郭炳居的时候常常唱的一首诗。
And it is a hymn that we often sing during communion.
那一首就是我们照你恩惠的话语。
The hymn is called According to Thy Gracious Word.
我们照你恩惠的话语，带着谦卑的心意，受死的主，我们汇聚现今来纪念你。
According to Thy Gracious Word, in meek humility, this will I do, my dying Lord.
这一首诗的头五节，最后一句话都是讲到我要纪念你。
This hymn's first five verses, they all end with this phrase, I will remember thee.
第二节末了，他说，我今举起立业的杯来，为的是要纪念你。
The end of the second verse, thy testamental cup I take, and thus remember thee.
第三节末了，两句话说，你的血汗和你哭泣，而不来纪念你，就是不得不来纪念你。
The end of the third verse, thine agony and bloody sweat, and not remember thee.
第四节最末了一句话说，我必须纪念你。
And the last line of verse 4, I must remember thee.
第五节最末了一句话, 我必定纪念你。
And the end of verse 5, I will remember thee.
而到第六节那里就末了告诉我们说,
the end of verse 6, it tells us,
当你在你国度降临的时候, 主求你纪念我。
When thou shalt in thy kingdom come, Jesus, remember me.
这个就是在这里主耶稣讲到两个纪念的一个关系。
So here it relates with the two remembrances the Lord speaks.
当人在那先纪念主为他所做的事情的时候,
when first we remember the Lord for what he has done,
自然后面人在那就为主做一件事情。
At the end, we will naturally do something for the
Lord. 就这件事情主说要纪念,要传说,要诉说。
And that thing that we do for the Lord asks us to remember.
所以我们早晨一同来思想主要我们所纪念的,到底为什么主要我们来这样纪念。
So we'd like to share about why the Lord asks us to remember these things.
我们知道逾越节乃是以色列人在那边纪念神把他们从埃及为奴之家拯救出来的事情。
We know that Passover is for the Israelites when they remember that the Lord had brought them out of Egypt in slavery.
在出埃及记载告诉我们说神先用九个灾害来击打埃及王法老王和埃及人。
We know in Exodus it records that the Lord first sent 9 plagues upon Egypt to
但是法老王仍然是刚硬的不让以色列百姓离开。
But Pharaoh was stubborn and did not let the Israelites leave.
最后神第用第四个灾害就是借着以色列百姓在那杀羔羊。
And finally the Lord sent the 10th plague upon them, and there using the Israelite killing of the lamb,
并且吩咐他们说要把那个血涂在门楣的门框上。
And spreading the blood of the lamb upon the doorframe.
当那一天晚上灭命的使者出来的时候, 看见血就越过以色列所住的房子。
And that night when the destroyer came, and he saw the blood on the doorpost, they would pass over the homes of Israel.
以色列长子他们生命就被存留下来。
And the lives of the firstborn in Israel was
preserved. 而那些没有血记号的那些埃及人的长子的那一天就被灭命的使者灭了。
But in the homes of the Egyptians, whose doorframes were not covered in the blood.
神吩咐他们说要纪念这日, 定那日为逾越节。
And the Lord said, now this day will be a memorial to you.
成为世世代代 永远的定例。
Throughout your generations, you are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance.
所以我们看见犹太人到今天仍然在纪念这个逾越节。
So we see that the Israelites, even to this day, are remembering this event.
那一天主耶稣和门徒们也同样在那边守这个节在那边纪念逾越节。
And that night the Lord Jesus and his disciples were also celebrating this memorial.
当那一天主耶稣和门徒们一同在那边守逾越节的时候他对他们说。
So while they're celebrating the Passover, the Lord Jesus said to them,
当那天他拿起饼来对他们说就擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
So when he picked up the bread, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you.
你们应当如此行为了纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
然后换后又拿起杯来说, 这是我用血所立的约。
And he took up the cup saying, this is the cup of the new covenant.
在福音书里面告诉我们说, 这是我为多人所流出来的血, 叫众人, 叫人罪得赦免。
In the New Testament it says that this is the blood that I shed for the forgiveness of everyone's sins.
你们如此行是为了纪念我。
You should do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣那一天好像对门徒让他们告诉他们说, 逾越节那个所杀的羔羊就是我主耶稣基督。
So what he is saying is that that lamb that was slain on that Passover day is
他就是那逾越节所预表的羔羊。
He is what the lamb was pointing to in the Passover.
他是那逾越节的羔羊，他已经流，他要流血，将他百姓从罪恶里面、撒旦权势底下拯救出来。
He is the Passover lamb. His blood will be shed for the people, so they will be saved out of sin and darkness.
因着主耶稣的流血，叫他们罪得赦免。
Because the Lord Jesus shed his blood, their sins were forgiven.
因着主耶稣的死，叫他们从撒旦的权势底面底下能够被释放出来。
Because of the Lord Jesus' death, we are set free from Satan.
保罗说：“你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死。”
Lord, Paul said that every time we eat and drink of the bread and the cup, we are representing the Lord's death.
门徒在那边擘饼喝杯的时候，
so every time the disciples broke bread and drank the wine.
他们要看见在这里有死。
They would see that here there's death.
所以我们看见波饼是什么意思？喝杯是什么意思？
So we now understand what is the meaning of breaking bread.
波饼喝杯乃是表明在这里主的死在这里。
So whenever we break bread and take of the cup, we're saying that the Lord's death is here.
所以主要是说你们如此行乃是为了纪念我。
He says, do this in remembrance of me.
纪念什么呢？纪念他的死。
What are we remembering? We are remembering.
所以弟兄姊妹，每当我们一同波饼在那纪念主的时候。
Every time we have communion, we're remembering the Lord.
我们看见饼在那里，杯在那里。
We see the bread there, and we see the cup.
我们看见那个饼剥开了。
We see that the bread is broken.
那是代表主的死。
It is representing the Lord's death.
现在他身体被剥开，我们就为我们开了一条又新又活的路，我们可以来到神的面前。
Because his body is broken, he has opened for us a new and living way that we can come
before
the Lord.
在那里，我们喝杯的时候，我们看见主的血流出来，就赦免我们一切的罪。
And when we drink the cup, we see that his blood was.That our sins
所以每当我们在波饼纪念主的时候，我们在那里就看见死在这里。
And every time we participate in the communion, we see that the Lord's death is here.
主说：“你们当如此行，为了纪念我，就是在纪念他的死。
”And He asks us to do this in remembrance of Him, so that we will remember His death.
当我们纪念他的死的时候，我们就想到这是一个神对我们的爱。
And we remember His death, we remember that this is representing His love to us.
什么是死呢？
What is that?
死就是一个爱最高的一个表现。
That is the greatest representation of love.
死就是爱，爱到一个极速就死了。
That love has gotten grown to such a point that.
所以保罗在罗马书第五章那里告诉我们。
So, in Romans chapter 5, Paul tells us.
他说：“因为一人死是少有的，为人人死是后有敢做的。”
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, someone would dare even to die.
唯有基督，当我们还做罪的时候，就为我们死了。
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died.
神的爱就向我们显明了。
God demonstrates His own love.
神的爱怎样向我们显明呢？
How does God demonstrate His love toward us?
还是基督在十字架为罪人死了，神的爱就向我们显明了。
That Jesus Christ died upon the cross for sinners. That is God's love toward us.
所以老约翰在他书信也是这样告诉我们。
So John in his letters also.
主为我们舍命，从此我们就知道什么是爱。
We know love by this, that He laid down His life for us.
若是主不为我们舍命，我们不知道什么是爱。
If God didn't, if Lord Jesus didn't lay down His life, we wouldn't know.
就当一天我们看见主耶稣为我们舍了命了，我们就知道原来这就是神的爱。
When we see the Lord Jesus death upon the cross, then we will realize, oh, this is God's love toward us.
我们最熟悉的一节圣经约翰福音三章十六节。
So we have this famous verse in the Bible, John.
我想儿童班的小孩子他们都会从小都会背。
And I'm sure that all of our children from their youth would.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
For God to love the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
叫一切信他不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人爱到一个地步，把他儿子舍了。
God loved the world to the point that He gave up His own.
神这位永远的神，这位生命的神。
This eternal God, this God of life.
他是把生命气息赐给人的神。
He is the God that gave life to man.
有一天他为了爱。
One day because of His love.
为了爱我们这些罪人，他来到地上寻找我们。
For His love for all the sinners, He came down to earth to find us.
他在经历人生许多痛苦忧患。
And He suffered greatly.
这些都是罪所带来的结果，是我们人该受的一些的痛苦。
These are all things brought about by our own sin that we should.
因为当人堕落的时候，神在那就宣告说，人要终身劳苦。
Because when we sin and fell, the Lord said, "You will toil."
我们这些属于尘土，有一天归尘土，要灭亡。
You were born from the dust, and to the dust you were returned.
因为这是罪的代价。
Because this is the price of sin.
这是我们每一个罪人所该受的。
This is what each and every one of us.
但是主耶稣
，But the Lord Jesus.
他是无罪的，他也是不知罪的。
He is without sin, and he is not.
有一天却为我们成为罪。
And for us, one day he became sin.
担当我们一切罪被钉死在十字架上
so that all of our sin would be nailed to the cross.
是用了最痛苦最羞耻的方式死在十字架上
and in the most painful and humiliating way he died upon the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次我们在这里擘饼纪念主的时候就是要纪念他的死
So every time we have communion, we are remembering
纪念他那个十字架,
and his love that is demonstrated to us.
纪念他舍命的爱,
that the love that caused him to
die. 所以保罗说他是爱我, 为我舍命,
the Lord says, he loves us and gave up his life.
所以弟兄说,每次我们来到主人面前, 我们都是带着这个心思要来纪念他的死, 要思念他的爱。
So every time we have communion, we bring this remembrance that we have to remember his love.
我们每次来到奉献聚会, 我们都要以众圣徒, 蒙恩的儿女们一同在明白基督那长阔高深的爱。
So whenever we gather for communion, we together with all the saints, remember the breadth and length.
并且我们知道这是爱是无法测度的一个爱。
Because his love is immeasurable.
弟兄姊妹,若是我们带这个心思来参加波饼聚会的时候, 我们就知道波饼聚会的意义是什么。
We bring this attitude with us when we enter into communion.
波饼聚会呢,是要纪念他的死。
The purpose of communion.
借纪念他的死, 我们在思想主耶稣对我们的爱。
And as we remember his death, we would consider his love.
这是主要我们所纪念的。
This is what the Lord wants us to remember.
但是很可惜, 主要我们所纪念这件事情, 人今天不看重, 甚至把它忽略掉了。
But what a shame that people can't understand why he has to remember him.
人甚至把它当作有宗教的仪文在那对待。
And they have turned it into a religious ritual.
人在那里不谈纪念主的死, 人反而在纪念什么呢?
People don't remember his death, but what do they remember?
纪念他的降生。
They remember his birth.
我们知道主没有吩咐, 我们要纪念他的降生。
We know that the Lord has never asked us to remember his birth.
就是今天所谓圣诞节。
Which is today's Christmas.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在这里为什么没有这些的纪念这些庆祝呢?
Why don't we remember these memorials that the Lord has?
不是我们与别人不同。
It's not that we are different from other people.
这位永远的神不像我们人的确有一个生日。
This eternal God is not like us.
不错，在历史上，主耶稣的确有一天他来到地上，他成为人，他降生了。
It's true that one day he came down to earth and was born as man.
但是他为什么降生来到地上呢?
But why did he come down?
他降生的目的乃是为了死。
But his purpose for coming down to earth was to die.
他原来是不会死的。
He was originally.
但是有一天因着爱的缘故,
but one day, because of his love,
他降世为人, 死在十字架上,
he came down and became man to die upon the cross.
因为主耶稣他原来是神, 他是生命的主。
The Lord Jesus, because he was God, he is the God of all life.
他不会死,
he cannot die.
希伯来书第七章那里也告诉我们一件事情。
Hebrews chapter 7 also tells us another.
那也讲到那个麦基洗德，这个预表主耶稣基督的大祭司。
Speaking about Melchizedek, the high priest.
他无父无母。
Without father, without mother.
他无祖父，他无生之死，太无命之终。
Without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他没有生的开始，他没有命的终结束。
He has no beginning of days nor end of life.
不像我们有生日，好像我们在地上有一段历史。
Unlike us with a birthday, we have this history.
但是他为什么降生呢?
But why did the Lord Jesus come down to?
他目的乃是为了死。
His purpose was to die.
今天人在那里纪念一个所谓庆祝一个所谓的复活节。
Today people remember Easter, the day of resurrection.
这是基督教里面两个最大的节期。
These are the two biggest holidays in Christianity.
为什么我们不纪念他的复活呢?
Why don't we remember the Lord?
因为他是复活, 他是生命。
Because he is the resurrection, he is the life.
这是他的本性。
These are his character.
他之所以从死里复活, 要显明证明他是那生命的主。
He resurrected from the dead to testify that he is the God of life.
他胜过死亡, 全是死亡不能拘禁他。
He has overcome death to the point where death cannot draw near to him.
在他身上充满了生命, 充满了复活。
Within himself, he is full of life and full of resurrection.
这是本的一个本性, 不需要特别去纪念。
This is the character of God. It doesn't need, we don't need to.
人以为这是好事。
People think that this is a good thing.
这庆祝有什么不对的, 有什么不好呢? 人都是存着好心的心意来庆祝这些节日。
What's wrong with remembering his birth and his resurrection?
人可以在传福音为主做见证。
They think it's a good thing, and people can.
这是好事，为什么不能行呢？
These are good things. Why?
但是我们看见主神不是看你这个事情是好是坏。
But God doesn't look at these things whether they're good or bad.
神乃是看你这个源头是从哪里来的。
He sees the source of your actions?
是从人来的, 是从神来的?
Do they come from man or do they come from God?
甚至可能是从撒旦来的?
In fact, it may even come from Satan.
我们看见人都是稍微去追究这些节日是怎么来的呢?
If we consider what the source, the origins of these,
人不去思考那个源头是怎样的发生的，是怎么来的?
If people don't consider how they began,
有人告诉我们说，这个圣诞节原来是一个异教，拜太阳神的一个日子。
Historians tell us that Christmas was actually a holiday for pagans that worshipped the sun.
因为那时候，很多异教徒他们信了主耶稣基督。
Because many pagans, they believed in the Lord Jesus.
他们从前是在那日子拜他们的偶像。
And before, they used to worship their idols.
有一天他们蒙恩得救了。
One day, they received grace.
让他们一下子没办法摆脱那拜偶像的观念。
But they couldn't put down their idol worshiping.
他们想从前我们是拜那个太阳神，那现在我们到底要拜什么呢？
They said they we used to worship the sun.
那么就干脆把这一天呢当做来拜主耶稣的日子，降生的日子。
Just take this holiday that we used to have and just change it to worship the Lord Jesus.
最后，这个天主教就把这个节日带进来了。So
the Catholic Church absorbed these holidays.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这是出于人的。So
brothers and sisters, we see that these holidays are from men.
为什么我们不需要庆祝他的复活？因为他就本来就是复活，他是生命。Why
don't we need to remember his resurrection? Because he is.
但他身上一点死的味道，死的气氛成分都没有。
On him, there's not even a sense of death.
但是有一天，他既然为人死了。But
one day, he died for man.
所以我看见，到底为什么我们需要纪念主？So
why do we need to remember the Lord?
一方面，这是神主耶稣所吩咐的。On
one hand, it is something that the Lord asked us.
所以当我们思想这些地上许多人所创出来的这些节日的时候，我们真是要需要在神面前有一些更深的思考。So
as we see all these holidays. The men celebrate, we have to consider.
人以为好意就能够得神喜悦。
People think that by goodwill they can.
我们看见彼得就是一个非常好的例子。
We see that Peter is a good example.
当主耶稣告诉门徒说我要上耶路撒冷去。
When the Lord Jesus told his disciples that I will go up to Jerusalem.
我要受大祭司法利赛人许多苦，并且要受死。
And suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed.
但是第三天要复活,
and be raised up on the third day.
当彼得听见这样的话的时候,
when Peter heard these words,
他马上拉着主劝他说主啊万不可如此。
Peter pulled the Lord aside and said, God forbid it, Lord.
这事必不临到你。
This shall never happen to you.
主耶稣马上回答说撒旦退我后边去吧。
The Lord Jesus immediately turned to Peter and
你是绊我脚的。
Get behind me, Satan.
因为体贴人意思不体贴神的意思。
For you're not setting your mind on God.
我们看彼得，他实在非常好心。
We see that Peter had a great heart.
他比其他门徒更爱主。
He loved the Lord more than all the other disciples.
他主说，对主说，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上，你不可死的。
Peter said to the Lord, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. You cannot die.
主耶稣说，原来这个源头，这些话是从撒旦来的。
And Jesus told him these words came from Satan.
到主耶稣最后快要上十字架被卖，被抓的时候，
and the night he was betrayed, when before Jesus went up to the cross,
彼得再次显出他对主的爱心好意。
Peter once again showed his love and goodwill.
当犹大带的罗马兵丁和法大祭司和法利赛差役来抓耶稣的时候，
when Judas came with the Roman authorities and the Pharisees to arrest the Lord.
彼得拿出一把刀，就把那个大祭司的仆人耳朵砍掉了。Peter
drew a sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
主耶稣马上对他说，The
Lord Jesus immediately turned to him.
收刀入鞘吧。Put
down your sword.
我父所赐给我杯，我岂可不喝呢？
The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
因为彼得这样所做的乃是在抵挡神的旨意。
We see here that what Peter was doing was actually
人来看是好意。
People would call it a good intention.
人来看是好的事情，是善的事情。
They would consider it to be a good thing, a righteous thing.
但是主耶稣神要看这个源头是从哪里来的。
But the Lord would consider what is the source of these actions.
从以色列历史里面，我们同样看见类似的事情。
From the Israelite history, we also see many similar examples.
当所罗门的时代，因着他拜偶像，以色列国分成南北两国。
Because Solomon's worshiping of idols, the kingdom of Israel was split into north and south, two separate.
北国以色列第一个王耶罗波安。
The north country.
Yeah, north.
The first king Jeroboam.
他行了两件恶事。
He did two evil things.
第一件事情就是在伯特利跟但立了两个金牛犊。
First, he set two idols, one in Bethel and one in Dan.
因着他这个罪呢，就陷叫以色列百姓陷到这个罪恶里面。
Because of this, he caused the Israelites to fall into idol worship.
以后以色列国所有恶王呢，就是因着这个罪呢，因着这个拜在两个这个地方所设的金牛犊呢，陷在一个罪恶里面。
So all of the evil kings of Israel, they worshipped at these two.
他行了第二个恶事情。
The second evil that he did.
就是在那私自定了8月15号作为一个节期。
Is that he instituted a holiday on the 8th month and the 15th day.
我们知道，在神给以色列百姓所定的一个节期有七个节期。
We know that God gave the children of Israel 7 specific holidays.
结果这个恶王耶罗波安，他另外定一个节期，就是8月15号，是神耶和华所没有吩咐的。
So this evil king of Israel, he instituted an 8th holiday on the 8th month and 15th day.
我们想再多一个节日，不是很好吗？
We may consider an extra holiday, isn't it?
让以色列百姓多一次的机会来这边敬拜、侍奉神、奉献给神、献祭，那不是一个好事吗？
It gives the children of Israel another day to come together to worship the Lord.
但是在神来看是一个恶事。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it is the evil.
神所定规七个节期就是七个节期。
The Lord instituted 7 holidays, so there are 7 holidays.
一个也不能少。
You can't be short one.
也不能多一个。
You can't add another one.
因为每一个节期在那里都有个属灵意义，都有个属灵意表在那里。
Because every holiday had a spiritual meaning behind it.
但是我们看见今天神的百姓因着好心，在神之外所吩咐之外，加上一些别的东西。
But we see that today the children of the Lord, out of the goodness of their hearts, have added other things outside of the Lord's will.
我想这是一个，在神来看是一个恶事。
I believe that these things in the Lord's eyes are evil things.
所以我们看到启示录末了的时候，
so we see the end of Revelation.
当使徒约翰把神从神得来启示化为记载，最记载下来到最后的时候，
when John recorded all the things from the Lord,
他说他说一切听见这书上所预言的所见证的呢，你不能加添什么。
Says, for everyone who reads this book, they cannot add to it.
人若在那加添，神就要照书上所记的那灾害加在那个人身上。
That if they try to add anything to it, then the curses and tribulations that are recorded in this book will be placed upon them.
而这书上的话，你也不可删去什么。
And if anyone takes away the words from this book,
人若把这话里面的把这书上一些话删去的话，就要把它从生命树和圣城里面把名字把它磨灭掉，删去它的份。
God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in.
所以我们看见神的话多有多少人就接受多少，相信多少。
So we see the God's word. However much is there, that's what people need to believe.
你不能增添，也不能减少。
You can't add or take away from it.
因为这是神的话呀。
Because this is the word of God.
所以我们看见今天许多节期都是人所立出来的。
So we see today many holidays are instituted by man.
我们看见初期教会开始的时候。
We see in the beginning when the church was first.
我想主耶稣降生，主耶稣复活，对他们来说应该是历在目，应该是非常印象非常深刻的。
When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, it should be very evident to.
因为许多人都还活着。
Because there, many of the witnesses are still alive.
他们看见主耶稣的降生，他们也看了主耶稣的死，看见主耶稣的复活。
They saw him His resurrection and his death and his ascension into heaven.
但是我们看见起初教会, 我们没有看见他们在那边纪念主的降生, 也没有纪念主的复活。
But we see in those beginnings of the church that they didn't have holidays for his resurrection.
我们只看见一开始的时候，他们就在那边天天擘饼纪念主。
There we see that daily they gathered together to break bread and remember.
因为他们知道这是主吩咐他们要纪念的。
Because they knew that this is what the Lord asked them to remember.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是让我们可以看见。
So this lets us see.
这是神起初所定的一个旨意。
This is something that the Lord asked us to do.
我们看见今天教会2000年历史。
We see today in the church the 2000 year history.
许多神起初所定的人慢慢把它拿掉了。
Many of the things the Lord Himself instituted, people have taken away.
而神所没有定规的人把他带进来了。
Many things that the Lord did not ask us to do.
这个就成为今天教会许多软弱的光景。
And this has led to the great weakness that we see in the church.
我们知道在19世纪到30年代, 神在英国兴起了一个极大的复兴。
We know that in the 19th century in England, the Lord caused a great revival.
就是被称为弟兄会运动。
This is called the Brethren Movement.
当这些弟兄被兴起来的时候，他们在那里有三个一个口号。
When they started, they had three speakers.
口号。
Oh, three statues. Slogans. Three
statues. 回到起初。
Back to the beginning.
回到起初，神所命定的旨意是什么？
Go back to the beginning. What did the Lord ask us?
回到圣经。
Back to the Bible.
回到圣经看神怎么说的,
to see what the Lord has said.
回到身体,
back to the body.
因为神的旨意乃是在教会, 在基督的身体,
because the Lord's purpose is in the church.
不是少数人在服侍,
it's not just a few people.
不是几个人在服侍,
it's not just a handful.
乃是所有神的儿女都是祭司, 在这个基督的身体, 在一同来服侍神,
but all of the Lord's children are priests and they are serving in him.
这是神所要恢复的一个工作。
This is the recovery work of the Lord.
一切都要回到起初, 到底神是怎么定规的, 神是怎么说的。
We go back to the beginning to see what the Lord actually said.
到底神的心意是什么。
What is the Lord's will?
所以弟兄姊妹，每次我们擘饼在这里擘饼的时候，是为了什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, every time we have communion, what are we remembering?
为什么需要纪念主的死呢？
Why do we have to remember his death?
因为这是一个不寻常的死。
Because this is not your typical.
我们说到他是生命，他是活，他是不会死的。
We said that the Lord is the resurrection and the life.
但他身上一点死的痛都没有。
On him, there's not even a sense of death.
但是有一天他居然死掉。
But one day he died.
为什么他死掉呢？
Why did he die?
因为他是爱我们这些罪人。
Because he loved all of us.
他为了死，他亲自成为人来到地上。
In order to die, he became man and came down to earth.
他为了死，他为了我们这些罪人，他最后死在十字架上。
For all of us sinners, he died upon the cross.
这是一个特别的事情。
This is a special thing.
这对这个生命的神来说是一个不寻常的事情。
For this God of life, this is not normal.
今天人在地上纪念许多事情也是一样，那些平常常常发生的事情不需要特别去纪念。
In the same way, the things that happen all the time are typical. We don't have to remember them.
那些自然还会发生的事情不需要特别去纪念。
Those things that happen naturally, we don't have to go and remember them.
而是那些 极其特别,不寻常的,
but only these special things, these things that don't normally happen, that
人才需要去纪念是不是?
This is why we need to go.
同样今天为什么我们需要纪念主的死?
This is the same reason why we have to remember.
因为神不会死的, 祂永远是神, 祂永远是生命。
Because God cannot die, he is eternal.
但是有一天祂居然死了。
But one day he died.
为什么祂会死呢?
Why did he die?
因为是爱,
because of love.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次我们来到主面前，我们来到桌子面前的时候，我们纪念他的死，我们就想到这何等的爱。
So brothers and sisters, every time we gather for communion, we remember his death. We have to.
我们在那里再次的思念他的爱，在享受他的爱。
There we would remember his love and enjoy his love.
来纪念他爱,
to remember his love.
也叫这个爱来激励我们,
that his love would encourage us.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是我们必须要纪念的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we have to remember.
所以我们看见这个纪念呢,是因为主在那里为人做了一件事情。
Because of this love, the Lord has done something for us.
这是我们必须要纪念的。
This is something that we have to remember.
所以底下我们看见为什么有第二个纪念。
So that's why we see we have the second remembrance.
为什么玛利亚那天会把那个真纳达香膏浇在主耶稣的头上?
Why did Mary break this bottle of nard over the Lord?
就是因为主耶稣在那里为人做了一件事情。
Because there, Lord Jesus had done something for him.
为什么玛利亚在那里把这个极贵香膏浇在主的头上?
Why did Mary anoint the Lord's head with perfume?
主耶稣在那里就告诉我们那个原因。
The Lord Jesus there gave us the reason.
他说他是为我安葬做的。
She's done this to anoint my body beforehand for the burial.
为什么玛利亚愿意把这个贵重的香膏浇在主的头上呢?
Why did Mary pour this extremely expensive perfume?
她看见在这里有主的死。
Because she saw here that the Lord's death.
为主安葬预先把膏浇在他的头上。
Before his death, she would pour the perfume upon his head.
约翰福音还告诉我们说，他不仅浇在，他是也把膏浇在主，抹在主的脚上。
And John also tells us that not only on his head but also on his feet.
然后用他头发去擦。
And she wiped it with her hair.
因为玛利亚在这里知道。
Because Mary here knows.
主之所以来到地上。
Why the Lord came down to
earth? 他一生所经过的道路,
his path that he walked in his
他所遭遇的每一件事情,
life, all that he encountered,
他为什么需要受许多的苦,
why he had to suffer so many
都是为了他这个罪人,
because of sinners like herself.
并且最终他为他这个罪人要被钉在十字架上,
and for sinners, the Lord had to be nailed to the cross,
要被安葬,
and be buried.
所以当他看，趁主耶稣还没有上十字架之前呢，
so before the Lord went up to the cross,
因着这个爱感动了他，
because his love moved her.
所以他趁着主还在这里的时候，赶快把这个膏油浇在他的头上，抹在他的脚上。
So while the Lord was still there, she poured out perfume on his head.
因为他在这里看见主的死，
because here she saw the Lord's death.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见玛利亚为什么行了这件事情。
So we see, why did Mary do this thing?
很显然，她看见主的死在这里。
Very clearly that she saw the Lord's death.
她愿意把这个香膏盖在主的头上。
She's willing to pour out this perfume upon the Lord's head.
我们知道她这个是可以说这是玛利亚对主的一个奉献。
We see that this is a worship from Mary to the Lord.
这个奉献就像旧约里面是一个燔祭的奉献。 燔祭。
It's like a wave offering.
Burnt offering.
It is a complete offering.
因为燔祭除了那一张皮以外，归给祭司，全然烧在祭坛上，成为灰。
Because in the burnt offering, whatever you place upon the altar, the priest.
这是一个馨香的火祭。
This is a
馨香火祭。
The sweet smelling.
所以当他把膏倒出来的时候呢，一样福音告诉我们说，屋就满了香气。
So when she broke the perfume, the whole house.
因为这个燔祭就像主耶稣基督全然奉献给神一样，是一个基督馨香之气散发出来。It
is a burnt offering. It's like the Lord Jesus, who he gave his all for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是玛利亚奉献。So
this is Mary's offering.
有人告诉我们说，因为门徒说，这个膏可以卖30两银子，可以收济穷人。
Some of the disciples may have said, you could have sold this perfume for
300 denarii.
So we see that some historians tell us that 300 denarii is the price of the slave. So we see that Lord Jesus was sold for 30 shekels of silver.
So we see that Mary is the person who was like a slave in front of the Lord.
So we see that Mary, like a slave, offered herself before the Lord.
而这个膏油呢，也告诉我们说呢，是当时普通工人的一年的工资。
And we see that the impressive perfume is a typical worker's whole year salary.
所以玛利亚不仅把自己当奴仆献给主耶稣基督,
so not only did she present herself as a slave,
她还把她一生所有的献在主的手上,
she gave all that she had into the Lord's hands,
让他来使用,
for his use.
弟兄姊妹,这样的奉献,
versus this kind of offering,
在主耶稣眼中是一个最美的事情,
in the Lord's eyes is the most precious thing.
所以主耶稣说他做的是一件美事,
so he said, she has done a good deed.
所以弟兄姊妹可以看见什么是神眼中看为最美的事情呢?
So brothers and sisters, what is good in the Lord's eyes?
那是人愿意把他自己完全奉献给主,
that a man would be willing to offer up his entire self.
也人愿意把他一生的年日交在主的手中, 让主来使用,
and he would be able to give up his entire life into the Lord's hands for him to use.
在那里, 因为他认识主的死,
because there he recognizes the Lord's death.
因为在那里神把他向着人最大爱表明出来,
and through that death, God represented his great love.
所以弟兄姊妹,每次我们来到薄饼聚会当中的时候,
so this is every time we come together for communion,
我们在认识主的死,
we remember and recognize
them. 我们在那里要再次经历这是何等的爱,
and we experience how great the Lord's love is.
所以弟兄们,当我们在薄饼聚会当中唱那些许多关于爱主的诗歌的时候,我们里面实在要受感动。
So whenever we sing the hymns about God's love, we should be moved within ourselves.
许多弟兄们非常喜爱的那个319首,主爱长阔高深。
So in our hymn book, hymn number 319, what length, breadth, height, and depth?
主爱长阔高深,
what greatness is his love?
实在不能推测,
truly, I can't understand.
不然像我这样罪人怎么满得恩泽?
How could I, a sinner vile, be in such pain?
弟兄姊妹,当你唱这样诗歌的时候,你是不是曾经受感动而流过的眼泪呢?
So brothers and sisters, when you sang this hymn, were you ever moved to the point of tears?
主爱长阔高深,
more than breath, height, and depth,
实在不能推测,
what greatness is his glory?
不然像我罪人怎能满杯恩泽,
be in such great endless.
这样诗歌会叫我们流眼泪,
brothers, this hymn should move us to tears.
弟兄姊妹,若是我们在薄饼聚会里面摸到那个聚会的灵,
if in communion we were to touch,
我们在那里碰到主耶稣基督的死,
and there we meet the Lord Jesus,
我们在那里再次受这个爱记忆的时候,
when we are moved by his love,
我们不能不像玛利亚一样,
we can't help but be like Mary,
我们愿把我们自己一生再奉献给他,
and once again offer up our entire life to
him,
and we place our entire lives in his hands.
所以难道保罗他这样告诉我们,
so here Paul tells us,
原来基督的爱激励了我们,
that Paul's love has encouraged
us.
For one man died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死了,是叫我们这些活着的人,
and he died for all so that they who live
不再为自己活了,是为那死而复活主而活,
might no longer live for themselves but for him who died and rose again. So brothers, this is why are we willing to offer ourselves up to the Lord's hands, because he died for us, so that we would no longer have
to die,
that we may be able to live for our Lord who died.
弟兄姊妹,这是玛利亚那天所做的事情,
this is what Mary did that day.
主耶稣说,这是一件美事,
and the Lord said, this is a good deed.
因为他在那里看见主的死,
because there she saw the Lord's death.
她知道主一生都是为了她,
and she knew that her whole life was for the Lord.
她不得不把自己献给主,
so she had to give up her entire self.
弟兄姊妹,若是我们真是在聚会,薄饼聚会里面碰见这件事情,
so brothers and sisters, in communion, our spirits should touch upon this.
我们也愿意在那里把我们自己重新献给主,
and there we should be willing to once again.
用着没有一件事情把自己奉献给主，在神的眼中是看为最美好一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, offering up our entire selves to the Lord is
是最得神喜悦的一件事情。
It is the thing that pleases the Lord the most.
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节告诉我们。
So in Romans 12 1, Paul tells us.
他说, 我也神的慈悲劝你们,
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
将自己的身体当作活祭, 将自己的身体当作活祭, 献给神。
Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable
to God. 这是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
Which is your spiritual service.
什么事情最让神喜悦呢？
What is most acceptable and pleasing to God?
不是我们在为主做许多事情。
It's not that we do many things to the Lord.
那是一件事情是最美的事情。
There is one thing.
那是把我们自己奉献给神。
That we do offer up ourselves to the Lord.
这是一个美事。
This is a good thing.
这是神所喜悦的事情。
This is what pleases the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，若是我们像 若是我们在这个播闻聚会里面没有摸到这个灵,
So brothers and sisters, if in the communion service we did not touch upon this year,
我们若是只是在一个宗教义务里面进行的话,
If we do this thing only as a
ritual, 那我们就像那些那天在那个宴席上其他人门徒们所说的话,
We'll be like all the other disciples that day.
何用这样枉费呢?
Why was this perfume wasted?
你浪费了, 不值得这样做,
You wasted this. You shouldn't have done it this way.
你这样做有什么意义, 有什么价值呢?
What purpose, what value do your
actions serve? You could
have sold this perfume for 300 denarii.
为什么他们说这样的话呢?
Why did the disciples say
this? 因为他们没有看见主的事。
Because they did not see the Lord's death.
因为主在他们心中没有什么地位。
Because in their hearts, the Lord did not
have any place. 主在他们心中没有什么分量。
And the Lord did not have any value to them.
弟兄姐妹, 若是我们是在灵的里面,
But if we are truly in the Spirit,
我们真是说,
we have to say that this is what He truly deserves. If we are only in a religion, when we see all these people who love the Lord, when they offer themselves, not only would those who don't believe, you who believe in the Lord, you guys are going a little bit overboard.
许多神的儿女也是存这样心思。
Many of God's children may even
需要为主这样摆上吗? 需要这样服侍付代价吗?
Do we have to pay this great price?
人生意义还有很多，为什么需要这样做呢? 有什么意义? 何用这样枉费呢?
There's so many other things we could be doing. Why do we have to waste our lives in this way?
弟兄姊妹，因为他们没有看见主的事。
His brothers did not see the Lord's death.
他们觉得人在那边摆上自己，他们觉得是一个浪费。
When they see someone offering themselves up to the Lord, they consider
it a waste.
So many people have to, you know.
到最后你放下,
when you go to serve the Lord, why do you have to spend your entire life? People can't understand why they do this. Because the Lord knows why they do. Because they see the Lord's death. They were moved by His love. They were captured by His love. They can't help but offer themselves to the Lord. And live their whole lives. This is what Mary did that day. So, brothers and sisters, every time we come to communion, and the Lord's death is being manifest before us, we truly would say, Lord, what you have done for us is so much. I'm willing to place my entire life in this
door. Many of the brothers and sisters and saints before us,
many of the brothers, sisters, and saints before us have walked this path.
许多人可能在想他们不过玛利亚可能一时的感情冲动罢了。感情冲动。
Mary may have been moved by emotion.
可能她回去之后安静思想一下后悔了。Maybe
she went home and after she calmed down, she may have regret.
人可以再误会她。And
people may regret.
人可以再讲玛利亚怎么样。
And people may be talking
about
Mary. But the Lord said what she did was good. Because love had moved her. Because she saw this incomparable death.
弟兄姊妹,许多圣徒的奉献我们实在不明白。
So many of the offerings of the saints, we may not be able to understand. Maybe because we have not experienced
the love.
But someone who has experienced
love,
they would be like Mary.
They would be like Mary.
they would be able to offer up their entire
lives.
My sisters, offering ourselves up to the Lord doesn't mean we have to do a preacher or do many different things. I was bought with a great price. I no longer belong to myself. I belong to the Lord.
从今以后,
I no longer live for myself. I'm offering myself into His hands.
就像诗歌所说, 随你调度, 随你调度。
As our hymn says, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
你是陶人,
thou art the potter, I am the clay.
用什么这是奉献,
brothers, this is
知道他是陶人,
offering. To know that He is the potter, I am the clay.
让他在我们身上工作,
that we place ourselves in His hands, that He will be able to mold us. To become a person that is pleasing to Him.
用什么这是奉献的意义,
this is the meaning of
offering.
This is something that everyone
so has to do.
所以当使徒在, so in Romans chapters 1 through 11, He uses all these chapters to talk about the gospel. He immediately finishes in talks about offering.
为什么主耶稣说, 对门徒说,
why did Lord Jesus tell the disciples that what she has done was a good deed?
在普天下传福音的时候,要述说这女人所行的,以为纪念。
Whenever the gospel is preached in this whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
主耶稣为什么说,普天下传福音的时候,要述说这女人所行的呢?
Why does He say that? In the whole world, whenever the gospel is preached, we have to speak of her.
什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
用什么是神的福音?
Versus what is the gospel again?
我们经常领会神的福音就是叫我们这些罪人不下地狱上天堂。
Today, the gospel is often spoken of as something that we share so that sinners won't have to go to hell.
不错,这是福音的内容。
True, this is the component of the gospel.
但是不,这不是福音真正的目的。
But this isn't the true purpose of the gospel.
福音的目的呢,是神借着他儿子把我们这些人买赎回来归给他。
The true purpose of the gospel is that through His Son, God has redeemed all of us back to Him.
这是神的福音的目的。
This is the purpose of the gospel.
所以主耶稣才说, 在普天下传福音的时候要诉说你所做的事情。
So He says, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done
will
so whenever we talk about the gospel and the Lord's recovery work,
我们告诉人你不仅不下地狱上天堂,
we have to say more than just you won't go to hell and you'll go to heaven. That He has redeemed us to back to Himself. We are bought with a great price. This is the purpose of the gospel. This is the purpose
of the
and in His eternal purpose, this is something that He has established. This is the gospel.
So, 我刚刚提到说, 保罗在罗马书里面从第一章到十一章讲到神的福音。
So we see Romans, Paul says from chapter 1 through 11,
talks about the gospel. 讲完以后12章讲到基督徒在地上生活的时候,
and in chapter 12, when he talks about the lives of Christians here on earth,
基督徒不管是在教会生活,
whether it's in church life or in or in society.
当我们得救以后, 开始在地上过一个新的生活的时候,
when we are saved and we begin to live this new
头一件事情所要做的事情,
life, the first thing you have to do
就是把自己的身体当作活祭的献给神,
to present your body as a living holy sacrifice.
这是罗马书第一章到十一章所讲福音的目的。
This is the purpose for Romans chapter 1 through 11, the whole reason for the gospel.
这是神的心意。
This is the Lord's purpose.
松开玛利亚那天所做的这件事情。
So this is what Mary did that day.
她能够把神在人身上所定的旨意，借着她所做的事情，把它发表出来。
She was able to express God's eternal purpose.
难怪主不能不说她做的是一件美事。
So the Lord had to say that what she did was a good deed.
在普天下传福音的时候，要诉说你所做的事情。
And that whenever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done,
因为这件事情正是神所要做的事情。
Because this is what God.
这是神在福音里面在人身上所要做成的一件事情。
This is what the Lord wants to accomplish through the gospel.
玛利亚借着她一点的奉献，把神的心意在那发表出来了。
And Mary with her sacrifice, with her offering, it revealed what God's purpose was.
所以主说，要诉说这里所做的，要作为纪念。
So So he says, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
弟兄姊妹, 今天主已经为我们做了一件事情。
Brothers, today the Lord has already done something for us. For our sins, He was nailed upon the cross. We give thanks to the Lord that every week we can gather here and remember His death. But today, what have we done for the Lord? What should we do for Him? The things the Lord asks us to do aren't many. He only asks us to do one thing.
就像玛利亚那天所做的事情,
like Mary did that one day,
把自己奉献给主,
to offer herself up to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们这样坐在主面前的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we do this before the Lord,
这是主要纪念的,
this is something that He will remember.
因为当我们在地上的时候, 我们因着纪念他的死,
while we're here on earth, we'll remember His death.
我们在那里天天享受他的爱,
every day we will enjoy His love.
我们天天在他恩典里面,
every day we will be in His grace.
我们理当把我们自己奉献给他,
so we ought to offer up ourselves to Him.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们正是在那个所谓的中国新年开始的时候,
so while take this opportunity of being Chinese New Year,
我们重新把我们自己奉献给主,
once again we should offer up ourselves to the Lord.
主会对我们也是会对我们说,
and the Lord Himself will also speak to us and say,
这是一件美事,
this is a good deed.
这是主要纪念的事情,
this is something the Lord will remember.
我们感谢主,
we give thanks to the Lord.
当我们每个主在纪念主的时候,
every Sunday as we gather to remember the Lord,
巴不得主那天在国度里面也能纪念我们,
that day in His kingdom He will remember.
主在国度里面怎样常纪念我们呢?
How will the Lord remember us in His kingdom?
只有今天我们也乐意把我们自己奉献给他,
only if today we are willing to sacrifice, offer ourselves up to Him, to live for Him.
是因着他的死,
because of His love.
是因着他爱,
because of His love.
我们把一切荣耀归给他,
that we give all the glory and honor to Him.
讲到这里, 请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
This concludes my sharing with our brother to conclude in a word of prayer. Our heads for a short word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你恩典。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
真是借着弟兄把主你自己的话再一次交通给我们。
Truly through our brother, you have once again shared your word among us.
让我们再一次看到主那个长阔高深的大爱。
We can see once again the breadth and length and height and depth of your great love.
就是圣灵再次浇灌在我们里头,
that your Holy Spirit is poured out among us,
好让我们这些人蒙爱的人, 蒙着这个大恩的人,
all of us who have received your love, received your great grace,
愿意把一生奉献在你面前,
we will be willing to offer up our entire lives before you,
一生都是侍奉你的人,
and spend our lives in service of you.
求主就是圣灵把这些话再次栽种在我们心的深处,
we pray that through the Holy Spirit you would plant these words in the depths of our person.
常常来更新我们的奉献,
that you would be pleased with our sacrifice.
好让我们每天能够活在你的面光中,
that every day we'd be able to live in your presence.
讨你的喜悦,
seeking to please you.
感谢赞美你,
give thanks and praise to you.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.